Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our Triple Chalice Tarot Midweek Reading Show. I'm your host, Aluna Odette, and tonight we will be doing our normal weekly midweek forecast. Before I get into that, I want to remind you guys that we are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Triple Chalice Tarot, so you can find us there. And also check in with us Saturday because it's going to be our elementary tarot exploring the suit of cups. And if you're just joining us, the last couple of weeks we explored the suit of pentacles. So that was really fun and our shows are really cool. So now to jump into our reading. So I did a bit of shuffling while giving you guys all that information. So I'm just going to split the deck. And let's see what our cards have to say. Okay, so the present position is the King of Cups. And the King of Cups is a court card, and those normally represent people, situations, personality traits. So the King of Cups is someone who is a very nurturing, empathetic male figure, a very sensitive and very emotionally depthful male energy. So if this card is coming up for you, this card is telling you to be more in control of your emotional sort of leverages, all things that make you tick, all things that make you go off. The King of Cups is very much about seeing the harmony restored in his family and his kingdom of sorts. So I find that this person might get enjoyment off of making others around them feel better. Maybe you're in the work of counseling, social working, or just a therapist of some sort. Really good for the King of Cups. Now, in the distant past, I am seeing the Three of Swords, okay? So there was a lot of betrayal that happened because the Three of Swords talks about treason. It talks about those who you kept close shoving their swords in your heart. So something you, a bond or a commitment that you guys shared, that was backstabbed. Or it could be as minor as someone spreading a rumor about you that you really confided in. And this is a really traumatic experience for someone with the King of Cups energy because it makes it harder for you to let go and be open to trusting other people. But being that this has happened in the distant past, and again, I'm seeing this more masculine, matured energy represented in the cups, it could also be saying that you've moved past that, but you still have those emotional scars. Now, the immediate influences in what I'm seeing here is the Four of Cups, okay? So what's been going on with you lately in the Four of Cups, it talks about boredom and dissatisfaction, also daydreaming, falling into a whimsical fantasy of sort, but wanting for something that isn't really within your grasp, and you're also paying less attention to the things that you already have. Perhaps it's a relationship. Perhaps I'm picking up on a male who's in a relationship with someone, and because of what they dealt with in the past, they find the dissatisfaction, or they find themselves shutting down because it shows the dissatisfaction for the emotional cups that you have already amongst you and you're longing for something else. You're longing for that next cup. So be careful with that energy if you are in a relationship committed with someone, because it's going to be on your karma to do what they did to you, sort of say. So don't do that. You can definitely aspire to be higher than that. Cups, again, I'm seeing this sort of predominant and matured masculine energy. And about the questionnaire, though, is the reverse Justice card, okay? Now, the Justice card normally points to legal matters, even karmic influences. So this coming up as reverse is kind of saying that you done did some stuff in the past. Maybe you've burned a couple of bridges, crossed a couple of people, backstabbed yourself. Okay, we can all attest to some guilty things and some skeletons in our closet. But the final result is the Hierophant. And this is a really good card. I was hoping something good was going to come out at the end. I didn't want to give a totally negative reading. But this card is excellent coming out because the Hierophant is a teacher. He is a deliverer of faith. He is a restorer of sort of vitality and faith and appreciation and spirituality. So perhaps taking those hard obstacles that you overcame emotionally and dealing intellectually with others, as we saw in the Swords, you can use that and grow upon. Go out and be a mentor. Again, I said I picked up on someone who's probably mentoring or counseling, maybe a coach of some sort, but behind the scenes, maybe you're not handling things appropriately like you should, because in the back of your mind, you think, okay, from all these past experiences that I've dealt with, people have crossed me, so I'm going to take it upon myself to do the same thing to protect myself. Because water is water, which is featured in the chalices, and the King that we see here is very, very, very deep, and it's very, very, very vulnerable. So as a water sign or having water in my chart, I definitely understand. But in the end, though, this is a very good card. Again, it points to you using those experiences to teach others, making a difference in the youth life, because in the depiction of the Hierophant, it's an older age man, and he's mentoring these two younger children, and they're taking notes. So they really do respect his word. They really do respect his wisdom. It's not like you're in a position and you're just kind of running off your mouth and people really aren't taking you seriously. No, this is a position where you are really respected, and all the things that you've dealt with in your life, you've brought it back. So maybe even so, to go deeper, I'm picking up on maybe some crime, because the Justice being reversed and the Three of Swords in the distant past, you might have done some things that weren't very law-abiding and maybe got caught for them. So in the future, you're wondering, okay, I have this record on my shoulder, I have this experience or something that's following me. How do I pick up and better my own life? Use that. Use that experience. The cards are telling you to collect all of that, all the emotional scars that you wield, and share them, because not only will it free the burden from you, but you'll get a spiritual sense of renewal from helping the younger youth. So that is my reading for this week. Again, I want to remind you guys, we are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Triple Chalice Tarot. Let us know what you think about the show. Saturday, we're starting the cups. It's going to be awesome. And if you stuck around this long, thank you so much for listening, and have a good night.